always been a fan of his spirit and his soul and his heart. His frequency, when I first came to San Francisco in 1972 from Tijuana, he was already in every jukebox in the world singing Twist and Shout before the Beatles came to the Ed Sullivan in America. So since I first heard his voice, I felt, you know, it's kind of home. Like, his voice reminds me of this beautiful planet. You still love me.
How did you choose the songs? Because, I mean, it's an incredible list. I mean, you know, God Bless the Child, Billie Holiday, Eddie Kendricks is on there, Body Talk, isn't it? Curtis Mayfield. How did you whittle it down?
Well, you know, I'm pretty good, since I've been a child, of being like an antenna. I receive instructions from within. I'm not making it up. Basically, every song was dictated to me or guided to me to, you know, try this and do this with him, you know, because these songs have, they deal with a different kind of a frequency of love. It's a frequency of a fifth dimension. And that's what I was looking for. I was looking for songs that have that healing power outside of what's happening in this planet right now with fear.
The title of the record as well, Power of Peace, were you hoping that it would be sort of a ray of light? So kind of, like you say, a joy in these troubled times?
Bless your heart, Elizabeth. It's a ray of light in a dark, getting darker night. I want to be an igniter, like John Lennon and Bob Marley. I want to ignite people with, I want to ignite them with their own light. Because a lot of people bury their light with other priorities. But your own light, you know, when you do and say something brilliant and with so much wisdom, it means that there's a lot of light in you, you know, and you're connected to light. So, yes, this CD is a divine invitation for people to recognize that they are significant, meaningful, and they can live a most meaningful life.
Well, music is one way to overcome the separation that you talk about and, you know, bridge those gaps between styles and culture and genre.
What does ascension mean? It means like a dog shakes water, shake off the fragments of fear that we've been carrying for a long time. One precise way to accelerate a new frequency beyond fear is for especially man to embrace the feminine side. Macho is a glaring word for fear. Macho is superiority and imposing and lording and all that kind of stuff, you know, is fear. That's what I would like to keep working with my music, is to bring more balance inside man. You're not weak by demonstrating compassion and kindness and patience. It makes you more. I'm utilizing anything within music to make men especially not be such heartless donkeys, you know?
What do you look for in the perfect collaboration? I mean, because I guess that's hard to find, isn't it? And you don't always know what it's going to be like before you actually get in the studio.
Well, Cindy and I, we were like little kids because we love Ronnie so much. And, you know, he's one of the last ones, if not the last singer like this. Marvin Gaye is on the other side, so does Prince. And so many of them, Donny Hathaway, they're on the other side now. They changed their zip code, I call it. But he's here, and just being in the same room with him, and we still feel the same way. It's kind of like being with Einstein. We always felt, and we still do, giddiness and excitement. Maybe.